Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everybody?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So this is the month of Kartik, the month of Damodar. And for Vaishnavas, worshippers of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, this is the best month for spiritual practices, which is why we selected this day as a joint program. Wedding anniversary, that's what I was told originally, and Anika's birthday.
Yes, where,
yeah, well, okay. We. This is what you, okay? I have a good memory. So, any religious and spiritual performance is done in this month, and it ends, I think, full moon, on the full moon day, whatever 25th. That is, Wednesday?
25th, yes.
So these next few days are the most potent days, called Bhishma Panchaka. But the whole month has been very spiritually surcharged. And it is said that any religious or spiritual practices done during the month of Kartik yields benefits thousands of times more than performed any other time of the year. So this Sankirtan done during this month of Kartik yields unlimited benefits. So I think we should do this every year. I think we should.
Hare Krishna.
So during this month, there are three special kathas that are very auspicious and appropriate. So I want to do all three. So in between, we'll do a short kirtan. And then the final kirtan is mini. So the first one is Gajendra Mokshana. Very, very popular katha, especially in South India. So the Gajendra Mokshana is described in various Vedic literatures. I learned it from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gajendra Mokshana, in the heavenly planets, there is an island known as Swetadweep. Swetadweep is a white island in the ocean of milk. On that Swetadweep resides Lord Vishnu. And there is a valley near that, and there is a mountain, Trikuta Mountain. And the description of that mountain is very, very amazing, with lots of nice birds, animals, all kinds of trees, and blooming flowers. It's quite a heavenly description. And there was the Gajapati, king of elephants, and he was bathing in a lake, and he was being assisted by female elephants, and he was very, very powerful elephant, so powerful even the lions and other ferocious animals stayed away from him. But on this occasion, the elephant Gajendra was attacked by a crocodile. And the crocodile was biting his leg. And they fought for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now the elephant is not a creature of the water. The elephant is a creature of the land. So fighting in the lake for hundreds and hundreds of years, the elephant was getting weaker and weaker. And the crocodile, on the other hand, is a creature of the water. So in the fight, he was getting more and more and more strength. And Gajendra was on the verge of death. So this Gajendra, in his previous life, was a king, Indradyumna. And he was a devotee of Lord Narayan. Can everyone say that name?
Narayan.
And so even though he was in the body of an elephant, at this crucial moment, he remembered mantras and prayers that he had learned in his previous life as King Indradyumna. So even in the body of an elephant, he was able to offer prayers. And those prayers were heard by Lord Narayan. And the elephant, in offering his prayers, even with his trunk, he was able to lift a lotus flower and offer it, like we do at Arti time. And his prayers were prayers of surrender. He glorified Lord Narayan as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he glorified the Supreme Lord as the source of all that be, and that the Lord is transcendental and is never contaminated or touched by the material energy, even when he appears in this material energy. He still never becomes contaminated. He always remains pure. So the Lord accepted the prayers of Gajendra and arrived there on his carrier known as Garuda. Garuda is an aquiline bird, but he's like part human form, part bird, eagle. Garuda is the winged carrier of Narayan. Just as Durga Mata rides on a tigress, lion, and Lord Shiva rides on a bull, and Kartikeya rides on a peacock, and Ganesha rides on a mouse, and Lord Brahma rides on a swan, and we ride on tin cars. The Lord rides on the back of this Garuda. So he appeared at the spot, and with his weapon, Sudarshan Chakra, the wheel disc weapon, he cut off the head of the crocodile, killing him. And he pulled Gajendra out of the water. Now, when the crocodile was killed by Lord Narayan, he assumed his previous form as King Huhu. This King Huhu had committed an offense to a rishi, and so the rishi cursed him to become a crocodile. And the rishi told him that you will be delivered when this event occurs. So King Huhu was very pleased that the Lord had killed his crocodile body. Now he was released from the curse. And King Huhu returned to his previous planet where he came from. And when the Lord pulled Gajendra out of the water, Gajendra assumed a Vaikuntha form, a spiritual body, that looks exactly like Narayan, except for a few differences. When you get a Vaikuntha body, you look exactly like Narayan, except there are these curls of silver, golden, whitish hairs known as Sri Vatsa. And Sri Vatsa is the mark of Goddess Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, that she eternally resides on the bosom of Lord Narayan. And the other distinguishing feature is the Kaustubha jewel, which Lord Narayan wears. Other than that, the bodily forms of the residents of Vaikuntha look just like Lord Narayan. That is a kind of liberation. It's called Sarupya Mukti. Liberation having a form similar to that of Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan gave much blessings at that time and blessed anyone who remembers any of this pastime, that they will have great auspiciousness in their life. And this katha in the Bhagavatam is told by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. And Shukadeva also gives his blessings that anyone who hears this katha receives immense benefit. One gets so many blessings. Now, one interesting point in this Gajendra Katha is that the fighting between Gajendra and the crocodile symbolizes the fight that the living entity must endure, or the struggle the living entity must endure in this material world. And so one should, because as it was mentioned, Gajendra was not in his normal situation, whereas the crocodile was. So one should fight Maya, one should fight the illusory conception of life from a position of strength. So it is important that one keep oneself physically and mentally strong so that one can pursue the struggle for existence, the fight against illusion, in a normal psychophysical condition. It is not that everyone has to take sannyas. No. The idea is, whether you're a householder or a renunciant, young or old, man or woman, in whatever condition you are comfortable in, you should continue to struggle against illusion. So, in this month of Kartik, we have heard this first katha, so you have been blessed now. So everyone, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.